over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, and I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. That was Miss Etta James, and she's done so much for us all. If you're into music and have had some good times and bad times, and seems that her music is fitting, and some of you might know that she's not doing well, and they've basically said that her conditions are very bad, and she's there residing in Riverside County, California. So anyway, I just thought play a little of her, and hopefully we feel good, and maybe, who knows, she can feel good, just knowing that we appreciate her music. And boy, has she given us some good sounds over the years and good performances. So anyway, again, welcome back to the show, and I have many of things I want to talk about. As you know, I'm very talkative anyway, and I want to invite any of you to call in. I want to know what you feel about the charter school situation here, and how the Department of Education is handling it, how the administration of Governor Neil Abercrombie and Lieutenant Governor Brian Schatz and Brian Schatz's brother, who's, as I talked about on the show earlier, who was promoted to superintendent of dealing with the race to the top and whatever it is, without any competition. He was handpicked. And by the way, you may note that I had requested documents now some near going closing in on 2 months. And Catherine Matsuyoshi, they drag their feet on many a request that I've made, but you would think they'd have that information, and as I've described, they've received a request and say they didn't receive it, and I sent repeat it and sent it again, and still nothing. So I'm inclined to think that this situation with Ms. Matsuyoshi, with this school board and the handpicked school board, with Neil Abercrombie, I would say for myself, and it's a selfish statement, I'm glad I don't have children in the school system. And I'm going to share with you, there's going to be many of things here that I think is relevant. And quite often, and I keep saying this, many of you will say, why don't you give it to the big media, go to the newspapers or get the TV stations to do the story? And I want to share with you about this charter school situation. Back in November, there was an actual visit by federal government entities under the U.S. DOE, and they informed the DOE and its parts of its entity. They informed them that there were some problems with the charter schools. I made a request for that information, and both now the federal government and Matsuyoshi's office are still dragging their feet, and they don't want to release that information. And that information was very critical of the process and how things were handled in the review panel on the charter schools. So when you see this flurry of articles, just last week, I got an anonymous tip that the principal or the head of the school, and title is interchangeable, had been removed or fired. That was the original complaint. So, you know, in my thinking, this is a subject that should be of concern to all parties, because what we see when Matsuyoshi speaks, there was a couple of articles in the paper where she was bragging and praising the program, but she did not or failed to disclose the problems that we're experiencing at the charter school system. And, for example, that one where the firing. Well, anyway, I notified the media because, you see, I had attempted to get information and confirmation through the acting principal at the time, or vice principal, Miss Anna Matsumoto, there at the Hawaii Technology Academy of Public School Public Charter Schools, or the virtual classrooms. And she and others at the DOE also told me that there was a gag order. And I attempted to contact Mr. Louis St. Cyr. And these things, I don't want to bore you with them, but I think it's important that the media has given this matter a great kindness, or let's say, I don't know if it was orchestrated, but what I can say, when you hear this story, that I notified the media, and there was just a very small interest in it. And I received a call from the advertiser's reporter and wanted to know what I knew. And I explained to them that there had been, as I had written to all media, that there was an attempt to quieten or hush, or there was an actual gag order, as I had been advised by the DOE, Mr. Roger McKeague's office, as well as Sandra Goya. She didn't know anything. And some of you might think, what is it with you can't get a simple question answered? Or this is an entity that oversees this process, and they are not informed, so they say. Well, anyway, the article came out the following day. I couldn't get a response from the local board that oversees or governs the charter school, the Hawaii Technology Charter School. I couldn't get DOE to give me a response or confirmation other than mumbling that, yes, he was removed, but that's all we know. Now, these are the people that have the responsibility of knowing. And believe it or not, the next day, the article comes out, and the article goes, charter school copes with principal's sudden departure. when in fact the gentleman was removed. And there is another principal that was removed prior to that. And if you go to their website, the HTA, and this might cause some, the parents out there anyway, I don't know if you're just listening and got other things to do, but the parents, you should take notice. If you go to the HTA website, what you'll find is they actually, you would think with all of the money, they failed to remove the name of Mr. Jeffrey Piontek, who was removed. We don't know the reason he was removed, but he's gone. But yet, you go to the website, as of just last night, you'd find his name up there. And you'd find there's an email address for him. And you'd also find for another, Dave Randall. So one would ask, how can they be so inefficient if, in fact, you're going to write someone? You would think they would be timely in changing that. But the whole process, as we had been informed, or as I had been informed by the anonymous source, is that there is some horrendous behavior, horrible things occurring there at the high technology, the Hawaii Technology Academy, there in Waipahu. And that there is issues of, this is before now, and listen good, this is when I received the tip, that there were issues with fundings and monies and behavior of the principal and the vice principal and allegations of hiring, once again, like the Myron B. Thompson situation, hiring relatives. Now, you would think some of this, if not all, would have been easy for the DOE to talk about it, or at least make a public statement. But they claim to know nothing. So we're hiring people to oversee a program that's nothing. And so the story goes, they're coping with the charter schools cope with the principals. And I can't get a call back from Louis St. Cyr, who's the chairman of the program, of the local board. And the only way you can get to him is sending an email to the Hawaii Technological Academy address. You can't phone him. But if you do a little research, you find that, and this is what's puzzling or interesting, I should say, is that we have a lot of people that are in high positions in private businesses that want to help, and I appreciate that. But you should be accessible, and they're simply not. So the way you get in touch with Mr. St. Cyr, if you want to try and reach him other than the HTA, you have to call the Hawaiian Airlines. He's vice president of the in-flight services. So you call there, and you can't talk to him. The secretary or the screener or whatever you call them, the receptionist, will tell you, you can only leave a message, but you can't call him directly, and we can't give you the number. Well, I attempted to do that on several occasions. And in turn, never got a call. But he somehow found need and a reason and a purpose to have comment in the charter school issue or article that the paper wrote. So just to let you know that with this article, it misses the point of this is an opportunity to lay it on the table so you, the listener, the reader, the parents, the taxpayer, could see that here's a situation that's developing or has developed into it's out of control. It's your tax dollars. It's your children's future, and on and on. And yet, nobody was coming to the table and speaking to this matter, not in the DOE, not the governor, not the lieutenant governor. And it seems to be a pattern. They'll tell you what they think is good, but they won't tell you how badly things have developed there at the Technology Academy, the Hawaii Technology Academy. So I look at this article, and it simply speaks of an attempt or a courtesy that has been extended by the paper to this issue and to the people that are involved. While this issue should be talked about in a big way, because there are issues there. For example, one, there are reports that and these are allegations, and I don't have the actual documents, but the allegations that I have been informed of is that there were shredding of documents. While the party that was shredding the documents shouldn't have been there at the facility. Now, you would think the state would have responded to my questions. You would think Louis St. Cyr would have responded to my questions. But instead, he could only the next day, in a quiet way, respond to the Star Advertiser's questions, whom I alerted to the story. So you have that. You have an issue with travel that and maybe they have a better explanation for it. But for me, what has been told to me is that, and the reports are, there were travel by management at the high technology or the administration, administrative people, that they went to Qatar, Germany, Australia. And I'm curious how that would benefit the students at this academy. And then third, there's an issue of this process is supposed to be now, and I don't know, there may be some little statement written somewhere that I didn't read, but in the state's explanation is that this is the tuition for these schools, and there is no tuition to be charged. Any child can attend. But if you understand what I found in there is that, and what I've received the reports on, is that the principal and others were actually charging the parents for the school. So my question is, why would they be charging the students when, in fact, this is what the Hawaii Public Charter Schools Network say? One, it's publicly funded. No tuition. So if these allegations are true, why were they charging the students at that facility, and what happened to the money? Now, there are 31 charter schools, by the way, over the state here, and they're open to all students, they claim, and it's supposed to empower the principals and teachers. But if you have such discord in that facility, in that process, in that program, then what are we dealing with? You see? So the real issue here is that the state, now I'm understanding why they refuse, they being the governor and everyone else, refuse to release documents to me, because they simply want to cover up what is really going on in this program and these charter schools. So you got the Myron B. Thompson. So anyway, you have that. Then you have the issue with the local board, school board, that oversees this charter school, the Hawaii Technology Academy. And what they're doing seems to be asleep at the wheel. That's best I can describe it, or purposely steering it to benefit whomever, we don't know. But you would think that they would be eager to talk and get, if there's issues, they have no interest, supposedly, other than the welfare and the well-being of the children that attend that and making it more efficient. So I can't imagine. Now, there may be some legal reason that they can't speak to all of the specifics in this issue when I ask, but to just flat out ignore me, will not respond to a phone call, will not respond to questions that I forwarded, and then the next day appear in a newspaper article that is basically circumventing or circumnavigating, going around the real issues and failing to flesh out the actual real problems that exist at the Hawaiian Technology Academy. And this situation should be, and if you go to carolcox.com, I've listed and linked to a New York Times article, and it was just coincidence. I had nothing to do with it. They wrote an article that really exposed what was going on here with the company that owns the bulk of the Hawaii Technology Academy, virtual classroom, however you want to describe it. And it's not pleasant. It's not pretty. So you would think, and I'm aware that the DOE had a copy of this and were advised and had been contacted. But when I called them up, they had no comment and promised to send me a copy of the letter that would be issued by the local board explaining why the gentleman was fired, Mr. Piontek was fired. That is something I'm still waiting on. And I can tell you that as just December 16th, aloha from Hawaii Technology Academy. And it goes on to tell you, thank you for your interest in the Hawaii Technology Academy and an innovative public charter school. HTA uses a hybrid model of schooling. And all of this is written by Jeff Piontek, the former principal who was removed. Now, got to ask yourself why, and I'm curious, why would the website still have the postings and all of a person that has gone down in flames, so to speak, or whatever was removed as they describe it? Why? So it suggests to me that a couple of things were occurring with this. Either they were purposely, as I've said, purposely leaving the names up there, because remember now, the only reason the issue came to surface on the firing is because I started to ask questions and wrote a letter last Monday before these things hit the newspaper or anything, before the TV stations did anything. I had made that inquiry. And what they decided to do, because they can get a courteous treatment and run to the media and willing to talk to the newspaper, because they're not going to ask the same questions that I was asking, and that is, when was this gentleman fired? Why didn't you notify the public? And, by the way, I did interview a couple of the parents there at the school. I visited the site there in Waipahu. And the parents told me they'd never been informed about the removal of Mr. Jeffrey Piontek or Mr. Dave Randall. And these are significant or substantial actions. Why wouldn't they have notified, and why wouldn't they have put it out in public to let the public know and let the parents know. And we're talking millions of dollars, folks, if you're thinking this is small change. Millions of dollars. And if you tolerate, if the DOE tolerates a system like this, in such disarray, now we understand why the grades in the regular schools are low. Now we understand why kids in Nanakuli and other places can't get air conditioners or proper things. Now we understand why teachers are having to take money out of their own pockets, their own monies, their personal monies, just to make the classroom efficient or help the child along. And we have this. And I'll tell you, if the federal government was really aggressive in this matter, and I will, this is what I believe. I believe because President Obama is Democrat, and I believe that the whole bunch here in power now is Democrat, so they're going to let them bleed, they being the federal. I mean, they've been issuing little notes and letters telling them you're doing wrong here, but you haven't. You can't have the repeated one offense after the other, and you don't see any prosecution. You don't see any real true investigation. And mind you, there might be some investigation in the Attorney General's office. There might be, but remember, Neil Abercrombie appointed the Attorney General. Remember, Neil Abercrombie got to show success now because he's still rowing his boat up the Mount Niagara. But again, we can't rely on that, and there should be. But because it's a Democratic structure, they're led by the Democrats in Washington. Arne Duncan talks a good story, but let me tell you, you and I couldn't get away with this if we were committing these violations in other circumstances or scenarios. We couldn't. They'd slam us. We'd be eating cold biscuits and bacon. But for some reason, one after the other, violation after violation after violation, you have this little enclave of a local board who don't feel that they have to talk to, they can pick and choose who they want to talk to. Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question?
Yeah, I do. A comment and a question. The first thing, these charter schools, as our voucher schools, they're really very, very close to privatization of the school system. And I think the DOE was bad enough. Yes, I agree with that totally, and the board, that they let this happen and ignore it now. But the bad guys were really the guys that committed all these abuses, you know, that were the charter school employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm just saying is, well, this came up last week again with the privatization of the housing on the basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, again, the people that hate the government, you know, and they want to take everything in their own hands. The government does such a bad job of everything, which they are right now, but nevertheless,
mm-hmm.
the guys that really did the bad stuff are... are those people themselves that ran those schools. And the question I have is, what is the student makeup of them? Do you know, where the most of the students are coming from?
I do not. I won't claim to know that, but I saw what appeared, a couple of the parents were military.
That's what I suspected.
And
I wonder what if these people... like the principal and so on, have a military connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have far more influence, in my opinion, than they ought to. And certainly we pay a big price to educate their kids because they don't pay taxes in this state for the most part.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, any of you out there that have any comment, I don't want to sit here and pretend to know much of this. All that I do know is that it needs to be aired. You're not going to get it aired the way it should be. Trust you me. I tell you, you're not going to get it. because when I went to the media and gave the story, they should have been over it like a duck on a June bug. But instead, they were very careful in having the one of the editors tell me, well, you know, you weren't the first to tell us. But the problem is, she also said that we'd heard rumors about this. And I got to tell you, there were no rumors about this because, first of all, they had put a clamp down. And thankfully that the person that informed me was willing to do that. There was no discussion or debate about openly, publicly. They were trying to hide it. And they should have been right now slammed. I mean, like G-forces, when you take a strong flight. The Board of Education is failing the people, the children of this state, handpicked. Each and every one of them know. And the sad part about this, when I sent this out, you know, there were rumors that there was an audit being conducted by Marion Higa, and I will say to you that you should be happy that she's here because she's doing the right thing. But if you got the lieutenant governor's brother handpicked in point, and then you got Matayoshi, who has, you look at her background and ask her, what is her background in education? You'll be knocked over. Not that great. She's an attorney. How did she get it? So the whole thing is about friends. There's money to be made, money to be had, and let's privatize it, as the caller said. Good morning. You have a comment or question?
Yes, Carol. To me, some of the implications of what you have just said are, well, let me tell you one. You said that the BOE is doing a disservice to the students. That is the BOE, one that was appointed, right?
Right.
Wow. All of them?
All of them?
The whole.
Well, I see they're run by a chairman or a head of the board, so they're not going to speak unless... you know, they get the blessings. Remember, they were hand-picked, so they had to have a special relationship with the picker and the appointee, right? The appointer.
Which is?
Which is?
The governor.
Sir Neil Abercrombie. You know, you know, everyone said, well, he's doing, we got to see in the transparent issue. No, this governor, this isn't about transparency. This is about someone who's at the helm knows absolutely nothing what he's doing other than it's going to defraud the public. That's what this whole administration is about. We see how they did it with the land issues. We see how they've done it with the environmental issues. We see how they did it with the judicial system, you know, on and on and on. So it's in his lap, but... there are legislators now, and I want to share with you, the listeners there. You see, you know he named Blake O'Shea to his staff.
But
see, Blake O'Shea had relationships with these people that at the HTA, that are affiliated with the HTA prior to its being chartered. And I wrote a list of questions to Blake O'Shea, and guess what?
What?
Haven't heard anything back. Told him I was preparing a radio show and had difficulty sending the email. Called the secretary to ask to confirm that she received them.
Right.
I don't know, but if you ask me to describe the situation, it's you and I can weather the storm. But what about the children whose future is dependent on as they develop now? Right?
Right.
What did we do?
So what you're saying is right now, money is being misdirected in inappropriate directions, and in doing this, the children are being deprived of the benefit of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that, that money could bring.
The money is there, and there are numbers, and I actually printed them out. But, you know, the frightening part about it is, and keep in mind now, everybody's to blame. When we say Linda Lingle, she's out there now struggling to get her strong hands back in on the ink pen signing our life away. But she, too, is responsible. I'll give you an example. She named Lynn Finnegan, former state representative, desperate to become lieutenant governor, Lynn Finnegan, to the review board, charter school review panel. And then now she's with the Hawaii Charter Schools Network. And I submit, now, if you do a little research, she talked about her children going to Voyager School. And carefully wording it, she say they attended. And someone called me and shared with me, and I don't know this to be facts, but I will pursue it. And if any of you out there know about it, please give me a call and let me know it's right or wrong or it's a fact, that her kid is going, one or two of her kids are going to Punahou. But the problem is, what is her expertise in education?
Right.
That's where the other, it's not just the money. It's putting Matayoshi in, who really is not skilled at education. Now, she may be litigating good, but she's not educating good. And hand-picking the lieutenant governor's brother, which is strange. You follow how that is working out?
Right.
So I don't know, and I you know, it could be bad of me to speak ill in this fashion, but when you destroy the future of kids and you put roadblocks in their way and then you stand there and you see your salaries increase and you send your children to private schools and then you stand over here and manage it and then you turn around and privatize the public schools, that's criminal, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, so here's how they decide to do this now. This is their response. Now, these problems have already been popping up and here and there. So the State House of Representatives on Monday, and the parents and everyone out there should go and attend to hear the more manure being spread. They're calling a meeting Monday, December 19th, 2011 at 2 o'clock in Conference Room 309. The purpose of this informational briefing is to have the Office of the Auditor to provide an overview and analysis of their recently completed report, performance audit of the Hawaii Public Charter School System. The following have been invited to participate: Office of the Auditor, Charter School Review Panel, Charter School Administrative Office. You follow? So
yeah.
Now how is this going to work? If the administrator is fired or removed, and the principal is fired or removed, and it's possible that the acting one should step down because there may be improprieties, you know, these things can't go on without you knowing. So who are going to participate in that capacity as the Charter School Administrative Office? That's Roger McKeague. But the problem with either he's one of the grandest liars there are in the state, because he told me he really had no control. But the audit finally stated, you do have control. The state BOE and the state education board, Department of Education, has control over the charter schools. But when I call them, oh, we don't know anything about this. We haven't been informed. So at that time, I tell you, if you have a child in school, I don't know if you do. But I would be at that meeting, and I would be raising holy hell, if that's such a thing. But I would raise hell with him. And and so that's what you got.
Now, what time is this meeting, and where?
It's at 2 o'clock at Monday.
2 p.m.
December 19, 2011, 2 p.m., Conference Room 309 at the State Capitol. 415 South Baratania. Now, when you look at that, why do they need to have a thing now when they all know what the problems were? They knew what they were. When I was asking questions on last Monday, they knew what the problems were, but they lied and said, oh, we know nothing about it. They knew that the auditor was doing an audit. They knew what the auditor was finding. and had found, they knew that. But they tried to keep it quiet and then run ahead and do an article when and speak to the newspaper to try to put a cap on it and did not want to answer my questions because I had more questions, right?
Right.
So I'm asking them now, for example, supposedly, and I, these are reports that I'm getting from workers there. They're not all dishonest. And the workers tell me there's a video, for example, of the administrators coming in and shredding papers and documenting that they were there.
Wow.
When they weren't there. So why wasn't that talked about? Why? And everyone knows it now. I mean, I've put it out there. I've written questions to Matayoshi and Goya, Sandra Goya, and Blake Oshiro.
Yeah.
So what a perfect position for Blake Oshiro and what a perfect position for Governor Neil Abercrombie. You know, it might be wrong of me to say that or ill of me to speak ill of him, to say that he is responsible. But see, Blake Oshiro has some knowledge of this, these people and their activities. And he even nominated this person to a position in the high technology board. You follow?
Yes.
And so when you get that kind of behavior, so here he is right there advising the governor, and the governor now handpicks him. Did he pick him because of his expertise in handling the charter schools? You follow?
Right.
I don't know now. I tell everybody I'm motivated to say anything and everything when you get a letter from me as a citizen and then you tell me to go away. You understand, some of us will go away, but I don't go away, and it may be wrong to pester these nice people, but I think I have a right to do that. You follow?
Well, you know, from my understanding, supposedly the state, the USA, was created just for people like you.
Yeah, and you.
Warfare for freedom, beat yeah. across the wilderness.
Yeah.
The wilderness here, huh?
Oh, this is the wild, wild west, and the only people that get it is the ones that knows their friends and get hired in high places, and the rest of us sit in classrooms and sweat it out and have a special place reserved in the jailhouses for our kids because you see how that worked?
Well, yeah, right.
I mean, they're failing us. You see, they have a responsibility up front. When these little tadpoles start to grow and they show up here, someone has to nurture them and show them the way and make sure things are available.
Yeah.
But how can we so quickly and easily fill the jailhouses up with them when we know the real crooks is the Abercrombies, the Lingles, the Finnegans, and all of those people who sit around and watch this unfold, know that they have a responsibility to do it, and yet sit down and say, we don't know, and now they're going to have an election or to try to get in and get more of their friends in. And they're going to have a meeting on Monday to look into this matter. Where have they been all this time? And, you know, there are review boards, right?
Right.
On this, what happened to them? So, you know, I don't know. Someone asked, I don't know if it was you, off the website, the introduction, they say that number of schools is more than 280. Can I ask you a question or the other listeners out there? If you're asked how many schools there are and you're the school board and you're the Department of Education, shouldn't you know how many schools go? You know what their answer is? The number of schools? More than 280. You know?
Imprecise. Yeah.
So you understand, right?
Just as a member of the public, if I say that, yeah, that's fine. But as a board member, you shouldn't be so imprecise. Yeah,
yeah, and number of charter schools, I said 31, and the student teacher ratio is 20-1 in K-2, 26.15 to 1, right?
Right.
approximately 3 to 12, and then the per pupil spending is $7,626 and some odd cents. Appropriated funds, $1.4 billion. State general funds, $1.2 billion. Special funds, $34 million. Federal funds, $219 million. Trust funds, $6.5 million. Construction budget, $45 million in 2002-2003. Now you see why... when they say, let's privatize, what that means is that let's tap a hole into the public's trough and suck the blood out of them. And then we can make more money by privatizing the prisons. Because, you see, we didn't educate them, and so they're not going to ever be able to get a job of any, you know, good of quality. You follow?
Right.
Now, I'll stand and say this, and if some of you... or offended by that statement, and it's very loose. I take the responsibility for that, but we got to call it what it is. When you look at the makeup of the people that are filling the jails, and you look at the makeup of the people that are being served in the public schools, and you look at the people that are putting them in jail, and you look at the people that are supposedly handling the schools, they're all one and the same. They're doing good. They're driving Lexus, Nexus, and everything else, right? But Mercedes-Benz, right? But the charter schools, and in that New York Times article, I encourage all of you to try and read that article. And one company bought part of a contract on charter schools or what have you, and I'm going to speak loosely to it, but they bought it for $400 million. But it's all government money, right? It's public school money. But they sold it as a contract. So anyway, it's simply not looking good. And there's much more. And I'm hoping that the citizens out there look at this and know that while they may not have kids themselves now, but they have grandkids or they have relatives who has kids in these schools. And something has to be done. And both parties now are responsible for this.
Right.
You see. Right. And it's a funny thing that when you lose as lieutenant governor, well, I shouldn't say lose. She had never had a chance anyway, a snowball in hell to win lieutenant governor anyway. So when you get fancy and you jump ship and you decide to vacate an existing position that you hold and then run out to be lieutenant governor, and you don't have any, you didn't bring anything to the tables, and then your party reaches back and puts you in the helm of running a program or make you part of that, right? So we are owed an explanation by all of them. But anyway, anything else you got there?
No, you bring a... very much needed, though, yeah, very discouraging and troubling insight.
Yeah, and I tell...
factual one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, but I apologize to some of you that and in the spirit of, well, let's just be Pono, and, you know, you're an outsider bringing these things in. But let me just tell you, if you want to know what Pono really is, stop the children from being shipped to the mainland to be in prison.
That's right. Understand what Pono is, Carol.
Yeah, don't project on me, you know, what I'm saying, people, oh, you know, that's not good, it's not the Hawaiian way. And I noticed some of these people, I went to the school there, and I already know what's going on behind the scene. And right. It's aloha, you know, and it's thinking, wow, you might as well put a mask on and say, stick them up. You know, put it in the air, give me your money. And that's what's happening. This whole process, and you know, it's not separate. That's the problem with this, and I don't want to sound like I'm angry, mad, or anything, but something's wrong here. You follow?
Well, Carol, yeah, it's not wrong to be angry at bad things that are going on, bad behavior, bad thinking, bad ideas, a bad way. You know, the way of give, take, the way of take, right?
Yeah.
feed and so forth. It's not bad to hate that.
Yeah, and I encourage all of you out there, listen, call your newspapers, call your TV stations, and tell them you want full coverage. You want to see this thing, you want to see the skeletal remains of this thing called the Board of Education, handpicked by Neil Abercrombie, personal appointed by Linda Lingle, the local board. You want to ask those questions, because I'm going to tell you, you're not getting the real content that of what is occurring behind the scenes. There's fraud here perpetrated on the people in total as far as it relates to education and the education department.
Yes.
So, anyway, I hope you'll join me next hour. And, again, I encourage all of you to call in. I want to hear, or maybe, you know, I want to see if any of you out there really care or really understand, or we've just been whipped down, you know. And I was thinking, what's the difference between a giraffe and the modern-day human being? And I've concluded a giraffe will stick his neck out, but a human being won't. So, especially on behalf of the people and on the children. So, folks, if there's ever an issue you need to get behind or at least show your support, the solution is right here. Don't privatize the schools.
Cal, you think millions,
millions
are being misdirected?
Yeah.
Wow.
In my opinion, when you see the efficiency, the auditor's report, and I'm going to take some pieces from it later on in the next hour and talk about it, and you'll see. And there's a review panel, right? The charter school review panel. There are specific rules, and I want to talk about those. So if you guys like to join in, please call 524-1080, 524-1080. And I'll see you shortly.
Well, hey, Carol, it's to our shame if we don't join with you and, you know, cool this thing, you know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, bad.
We got
but, yeah, right. Don't let anybody tell you about what, you know, what is the Hawaiian way and porno.
Yeah.
Because you have the best interest of a kiki at heart. And, you know.
Yep. Well,
people,
you know,
they don't have your kahuna wisdom.
Well,
hey, more, my friend.
All righty. Aloha.
Aloha.
The second half of the Carol Cox Show, right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108.
righty. Welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. And we were talking about, or I was talking about, the school boards in this situation. And some of you probably listening and thinking, can't we talk about something else? But there's been all kinds of articles generated by the Department of Education, the Board of Education. They've commented and had things, but they are not telling you what is really going on. We have a gaping wound or a big rip in the public purse, and there are people there at the end of that just taking that money and diverting it for their own purposes. And I can't believe that as we're strapped for money in this educational system and these programs here in the state of Hawaii, how could anyone allow such a thing to develop anyway without putting all children first? You know, you got the race to the top, and I reported to you a while back, most of the military schools or the schools where the children are attending that are military, their schools are not up to par. It's been reported by the DOE, Department of Education, in the United States Department of Education. And this whole process is something that needs to be done. I don't know what to tell you. That why would the governor appoint, hand pick, get rid of the board that we voted? And maybe you can educate me. And I'd like to hear, is it a good idea that he got rid of one? And I'm sure it's already been talked about. But was it a good idea? Who really benefit when everybody around you is yes, ma'am, yes, sir? No one bringing in, but you're bringing people like Blake O'Shea in. And we can't dismiss, and maybe he'll have nothing to do with the charter schools. Maybe he'll have nothing to do with education. But we can't dismiss that thought or overlook the fact that he has a relationship with the people there at that facility. And, you know, it's something that we need to look into, and we need the media, we need everyone to talk in concert about what is broken here and why we can't fix it. And, you know, speaking of fix it, the Hawaii Administrative Rules Title 8, Department of Education, Subtitle 5, Governing Charter School Review Panel. And, there are specific things, and it may be in play, and they just didn't tell us and apprise us, the public, of that there is an actual review. But in there, they talk about if any – this is 8-500-6, severability. If any section or portion of a section of this chapter or the applicability of these rules to any rules to any person, entity, or circumstances is held invalid by a court, the remainder of these rules or the applicability of such provisions to other persons, entities, and certain shall not be affected thereby. Okay, this is severability, and I read that first as to say there. I don't know if there's an investigation, but I would say that if you attend that meeting on Monday, tomorrow, is that you ask, as parents, as taxpayers, you ask that this matter be done away with. The local board be gone, be banished, never to show their faces ever again in this process. Because if you got to fire one principal, and you don't tell the public, and then you fire another principal who was they describe him as the head of the school, a slash principal, and don't tell you, then they're attempting, I'm told, now the reports I got is that they're attempting to find someone else to serve as a director or the principal. Why should we allow this to continue on? You see, something is wrong. there is rules that allow the government, the State Department of Education, to revoke their charter. And that falls under this section of Title 8, Subtitle 5. And the process is, it's there. And the auditor now has confirmed that there are problems, but the state DOE knew this. They knew and know that the problem. They have an office that overlooks and oversees these issues. And so, you know, I'm looking at, let's start from the top. We know the governor, I don't know what he did for education, and we know that for, I don't know how and why he justified that he needed to handpick, and he knew exactly what was needed. So I don't know if he did have all the knowledge. Maybe he's a special kind of person that knew exactly what is needed in the educational system here, education system. So, but let's look at Catherine Matayoshi, the superintendent, Hawaii State Department of Education. She served as acting and interim superintendent January 8th, 2010 through September 12th, 2010. That's that old, and then prior to her appointment. So you get this person, you bring them in, they don't have an educational background that I believe, personally, in my opinion, that would warrant rising to that level. So the standard practice in the town is that if you want to put your friend in a position, you say that you're doing this great search, and you spend taxpayers' dollars to pretend that you're doing this great search. But you put one of your friends in locally here, and you put them down and serve as acting. Then you basically snub your nose at the union issues and everything else because you got an acting person. So then when it's time to fill it, you washed out everyone, and then you purposely did it to keep the one that was acting. And that's the way we grow in this state. This is the standard practice of employment. You can employ your friends by letting them in as acting. And everything's so Matayoshi, she's an attorney and former state director, was appointed as deputy superintendent in 2009. Her expertise in public policy strategic planning has been integral to transforming and streamlining the department's systems and operations. Streamlining and strategic planning, and when you start to appoint people on these very special programs and monies, federal monies and things that are neat, you bring your expertise. And what's your expertise? Is picking up the phone and calling the lieutenant governor's brother and hiring him, appointing him in a position where you don't even reach out and try to get the best of the best. But strategic planning. So, and I'm saying this to say to you that look back down the road at the end of the line, you'll see children that are dumb as rocks now because the people in place fail to educate them, fail to look out for their welfare. But they are making big bucks, big bucks. They're in the in crowd. So she comes to the DOE following a successful career in the private, government, and nonprofit sectors. She served as executive director, Hawaii Business Roundtable, president and chief executive officer, Community Links Hawaii, strategic planning consultant, chief of staff, city and county of Honolulu Board of Water Supply, and director of State Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. And she also held positions at the Hawaiian Electric Company, Goodsell Anderson Quinn and Stifel, and served as a law clerk for U.S. District Court Judge Samuel P. King. Well, I would guess that maybe you don't need the educational background if you have all that. Maybe you need to be a good lawyer so you can prosecute people that are if true, charging tuition for classes that tuition shouldn't be charged. Or maybe taking trips. Maybe you need a good lawyer to prosecute these kinds of people. Maybe you need a good lawyer to do the human resource, and that is firing them and getting rid of them. But when the public comes knocking like myself or you, what happens? No answers. Won't release documents. So I tell you, and again, I say this over and over, it's okay. One can come up with an explanation of when someone holds, don't tell you, maybe it's not the time or there's some legal issues. But when the public finds out and asks, and then you throw up a stone wall and you violate the public openness law, the Sunshine Act, by delaying these documents, the release, or refusing to release them, that's a different subject there. That's the lawyer in this person. She's going to litigate. She's going to force me and you, the public, that she'll keep it from us. And when we do learn of it, she's going to kick in the gear her lawyer skills. Because she know that in order to get these documents, I can write the UIPA or the OIP office, and the OIP, who was appointed by Neil Abercrombie, handpicked, who's going to then write them a letter saying, well, you know, Mr. Cox and the other public parties wrote and asked us to intervene, and then nothing will happen. Because ultimately, even if she refuses, the only options I have is to face this lawyer in court to sue her or to that and bring a court case asking the judge to order her to give the documents. So that's why you need a good lawyer to steer and when partner up with these people that the chairmen and presidents and vice presidents of big companies, because if your plan is to shave off public monies and divert them to private entities and privatize the education system, this is what you need as a good lawyer. You don't need a good superintendent who has the educational background. You don't need that because, see, your purpose isn't educating the kids. Your purpose is looking at revenue and being able to hire your friends and reward them for helping you stay in office. So, again, this issue that you see in the papers about the charter school, you're not getting the real story. And I think media owe a greater debt and an opportunity for you. They owe that for you to be educated about it so that you can make decisions. Right now, you know, we've had everything and more thrown at us as public people. 524-1080 is the number if you'd like to call in. And I'd like to hear from some of you again. Again, it sounds like a terrible subject to talk about, but it is something that needs to be checked. Good morning, caller. Comment or question?
Hi, good morning. I don't have so much a question, but a comment. I agree with everything that you've been saying 100%. And also, in my mind, I wonder if, you know, these people, you know, Abercrombie, is when they make the choices that they make, if they're not, they're setting it up for the next people in office, are their interests, or if it's for their own, if the choices they make are actually, they believe that it's for the best interest of the public, or I'm just so confused because I can't wrap my mind around most of their the logic coming out of government. And as far as the education issue is, it actually, I am flabbergasted at how many Safeways and new Safeways and new housing developments and all these things are being built, and I never see new schools being built, new elementary schools, I don't see why every time they build a huge, you know, like suburb type area, why they're not required to build a new elementary school along with it,
mm-hmm.
or something, because not only is the education from the inside just, you know, it's like the outside, the buildings are crumbling over the inside, which is, you know,
mm-hmm.
the actual things the children are learning. And when you said the kids are dumb as rocks, I mean, it's not an insult. It's actually true, and it's saddening. And I have young kids, and I cannot afford to send them to private school, and I just can't. I dread the thought of having to put them in Hawaii public school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the government in Hawaii, I don't know if they're not for the best. Well, it's not just in Hawaii, but it's not for the interest of the people. And like you were saying about the lady who's a lawyer and all of that, who's the head of the DOE or whatever now, people, like what I see in the education system, if people had a passion for children as much as they do for money,
mm-hmm.
things might be a little better. Like, if you care about the children as much as you care about money, maybe we wouldn't have as much of these problems that we have with the education system. I disagree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, and I hope that something happens. Again, there will be others out there who will take it a little different, but so be it. The reality is I don't see the logic in creating these schools and their virtual classrooms. The kids don't have to go. And mind you, there are special circumstances where that might be necessary to accommodate. But in the auditor's report showed, I think, some 28 children couldn't be accounted for, but the school was chalking up the money and other things, right? And so if this New York Times report talks about the grading in comparison to what they really learned compared to just public schools, not our private school, they're not up to par.
And it doesn't take a scientist to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Look at the infrastructure of the school. The kids aren't even, I mean, I really don't understand why they don't build new facilities for these children. I mean, they spent all those millions of dollars for 1 week of APEC. I'm sure it doesn't cost that much to build a well-functioning elementary school or middle school. I'm sure it doesn't cost nearly half as much as it costed for 1 day of provision for APEC. I'm sure we all have strong opinions about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, I wish I knew what to do to incite change or, you know, but I'm sure a lot of people feel as I do, hopeless, like we just don't even have a voice, even if we know our beliefs and we feel we're right or, you know, I wouldn't even know where to begin directing my questions or trying to get something changed. I feel like it would be falling on deaf ears
mm-hmm.
and blind eyes because, you know, these things aren't just happening in Hawaii about the school. These things aren't just happening. It's been like this for as long as I can remember and,
mm-hmm.
So that's why when I say each governor that comes into office, they always make all these wonderful promises, you know, but I have yet to see any significant.
Mm-hmm. Well, caller, thank you, and feel free to call back. I'm going to let the other caller speak a bit, but thank you again. Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question?
Carol, I live in Idahina.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of the finest elementary schools on Oahu. Wonderful teachers, wonderful programs. Bertha Leong, who was originally a representative for my area, she's since passed away, but she was Republican, she was replaced by a Democrat, but before she was replaced, she had worked for years to get a bridge from what the back of Wailupi Elementary over the river to the playground area
mm-hmm.
where they had basketball courts and nice area instead of the kids having to go all the way down the road, down to the East Hine Drive, and then walk all the way up to the park that was across the river from the school.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after that bridge was built, and it was probably well over $1 million to build, they closed the school.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now the question among all of us in the community has been, and no one will answer it, of course, why did they spend that much money on that project when it took years to propose it and get through all the red tape, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's no solutions here to this, and it is a comment, but it is amazing the waste, as I guess you're sort of alluding to, if not coming right out and talking about it this way, and I am too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as if there isn't enough money going to the public school systems from the taxpayer. They have had a huge amount of money. It's been shown in pie graphs for years and years and years. Freddie Hemmings, a long time ago, he tried to tell everybody, it's not a management or it's not a situation of not enough money. It's just the way it's being handled.
Mm-hmm.
And as our last caller said, I mean, crumbling schools, buildings needing repairs and paint and all of that. Where is that money going?
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever find out, let us know, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is why my stomach turns when I hear a politician say, the American people. There's such a scandal going on where they look to the east, they look to the west to bring in big business, to bring in through APEC and all of that, right? And they say they're bringing us jobs. But then they're failing to do what it is that they have a duty to do, because we elected them to do it and we appointed them to do it and we pay them to do it. And all they do is dumb us down and then reach out and bring others into the state. What do? You can't, you know, it would take a family of 10 to keep up with the mortgage nowadays in a house, right?
Oh, boy, yeah. I don't know if you carry a mortgage, but, boy, I mean, I love the way my mortgage goes up again, Carol, but yet I just got my real property assessment, and despite what they were reporting on the radio news, or maybe even on TV, I don't watch the local TV
mm-hmm.
news, but... You know, how prices on the North Shore had gone up, as well as East Honolulu, and mm-hmm. I live in East Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
But my property assessment from the year before went down probably almost $80,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but yet they yeah. keep raising the real property tax, right?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That we just don't all storm this big square building one of these days.
Well, you better go to their second job and do that. Don't.
Thanks for the laugh. Okay, Carol.
All righty. Take care. You know, I don't purport to be the smartest man about education and the system. I don't know much, but I do know about reckless behavior, and I do know about the insincere nature of the people that call themselves government, you see. And I don't compete with anyone on these issues, but I can tell you that there's a grand conspiracy, and the greatest issue is neglect, criminal neglect, because they know better, but they don't do better. Good morning, caller. You have a comment, a question?
Carol, you know, I got to come in. You know, this money that they get, it all goes to the general fund, right?
Well, some of it, depending on where it's coming from, and I don't know. I can ask the question later and get back to you. But I don't want to misspeak and misinform you, but
yeah.
But I had a list of here that I read earlier about some of the monies, and
because you know a lot of money comes from the feds and it filters out to the schools and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way they got it set up, you can steal more when you have a dysfunctional system. You can blame it on Jane, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they rely on. And I don't believe that this governor appointed, handpicked these people just because he had the greatest concern for the people's children in mind.
Right.
I think that this is... some way of getting money and privatizing, and God only knows that they're sharing, they're making sales and shares, and some of this they may be getting kickbacks. Who knows?
Right.
You just never know.
Yeah, another thing is, you know, last week's topic, you were talking about the ambulances for the
mm-hmm.
city, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the two hospitals going to be closing down, and they're going to put more ambulances on that side of West.
Yeah.
That's going to be a burden right there.
Yeah, and you know... let me just tell the public, you know, I personally, for many reasons, admire President Barack Obama. I mean, that's just, I'm not going to hide that. Love him dearly for what he stands for. It's a better America, all the issues, and it knocked down many walls. But when it comes time to voting, folks, you got to be smart. If the President Barack Obama is not sending a message to the Neil Abercrombies who brought him up in life and know a lot about him. If he can't tell them, Uncle Neil, what you're doing is disgraceful. You better do something or you're not my uncle anymore and I'm taking your money and I'm leaving this family. I'm disowning you. We don't see Arnie Duncan and the others. I mean, it's been... 2-3 weeks now I've been calling up asking for these documents that show exactly what the federal government, oh, we didn't understand what you want. This person handles it. You see, this is the new Obama administration that promised to have transparency and all.
Right.
But they got to find out who was over here first, you know, and it's like, well, I've told you who they were and where they were and when they met.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I have to say about politics today and how it involved politics. We need to stop being partisan because they're both doing us from either side, right? And we look back and we see we're having to move. We're seeing people coming from abroad and buying us out because we don't have education enough and our children don't have a promise. And the guy stand there and he's rowing a boat rather than running a state. That's what's troublesome. But I don't know, and this ambulance, it's going to get worse before it get better.
Right.
Because where is Mayor Carlisle? Did you hear him come out and apprise the people
no.
on this issue?
No.
This is a matter of life and death. Where is his smiling face? This is what I mean by giving your friends a job and the hell with the rest of us.
Right.
And you know, some of you might think, oh, that's a rude thing to say. Fine, it is the truth. Because if we haven't heard this is a crisis. Two hospitals being closed.
Right.
Right?
That's
I mean, what else does it take to see Neil Abercrombie standing there speaking to the people along with the state Senate leader
uh-huh.
and the House leader? Right?
Uh-huh.
And the mayor telling us in concert that it's going to be okay. We have a plan. No, what do they say? We're going to give more ambulance.
Uh-huh.
But where are the ambulance going to transport the people?
Right.
To the remaining hospitals that are going to be overcrowded?
Overflooded.
I'm sorry. I got a smart mouth on me.
That's a poor solution, though, didn't I?
But this is... When you hire lawyers and you hire slicksters and you try to privatize everything and you hire a director that Mufi Hanneman and others put in the medical EMS systems and all, it's just we're going to hell in a handbasket here and not hell in an ambulance. Because when I read that they and heard that they were proposing to increase the ambulance service, and I'm thinking, okay, so the number of people... getting sick didn't decline.
Mm-hmm.
they're going to tax the existing or the remaining hospitals, and there's shortages of doctors or whatever. Or imagine what the emergency room is going to look like.
Oh, yeah, chaos.
This is a crisis of grand proportion, and yet we haven't heard Smiley or the jock or any of them come out. And if you think I'm mean, I'm telling you, when it comes down to life and death and the education of kids, that means your fate is sealed. You have no future. You don't need to be educated. You don't need a hospital, because if these yahoos are doing it, then something's wrong.
Right. Okay, Carol, you have a good one.
All righty.
Aloha.
Okay. But again, you know, I can tell you politicians, you know, I tell you the difference between the politicians and the sheep. You can count on a sheep, but you can't count on a politician. And we need to get out of that mode of, I see the average person now, they don't say hello anymore. It's always bah, bah, you know, and I think we can do better than that, folks. We're not sheep. We own this country. It's ours, yours and mine, more yours than mine. But if we keep allowing the same knuckleheads to get voted in, and all that we can do is say he's a good guy or he's of the same ethnic group that I am, then when you pick up that phone and dial 911 and you need to be transported to the hospital, and there's a great likelihood that they will probably tell you, you'll have to wait. Please call back because we have no room in the hospital. Two hospitals being closed. Where is Mr. Obama? Cancel the vacation to Hawaii. This is a crisis. Two hospitals. Take the money from Air Force One that day. I'm not joining in with these knuckleheads, the right wingers who say he shouldn't come here and vacation. I think you're stupid too. But what I will say, when we have crises, we tighten our belt. We say, everyone, Hawaii has a problem. Where is Mr. Inouye in this? Where is Hanabusa in this? I would vote for you if I saw a gesture on the part of Hanabusa and Hirano and Linda Lingle. If you were to say, this is a crisis, all of these millions that I got to stand here and lie to the people to try to get in office so I can steal from them, I'm going to divert that money to the hospitals. Or I'm going to set up a triage or use this money, and to heck with politics. These are American people. Sounds drastic and far, you know, and extreme, but you wait until you need a hospital visit, or you need an ambulance to transport you to a hospital, and the cars are stacked up and backed up. And then it's going to be telling. I didn't hear the governor say he's going to activate the National Guard. But again, this is the same governor and the same mayor and everyone else and the same congresspeople that we all voted for, and top heavy with Democrats. And look what we got. And it wasn't any better with Linda Lingle, so don't go away thinking, all right, he's, no, the whole thing, I can hear a flushing sound. It's not good, period. You know, and we say transparency. I would like to see transparency in our schools. I would like to see the auditor. I would like to see the attorney general come out and make a statement to assure us that there is something wrong here and big time, and that's the way it is. You know, someone shared with me the other day that the DLNR, DOCAR officers, were down at one of the big fancy hotels, and they had to stay there, and it was $300 a night to deal with the APEC. $300 a night. Now, if they stayed the four nights, $1,200 for rooms. Then I heard something else, and it made me chuckle, but that's consistent. I don't know if to be factual, but it comes from a good source, that the attorney general investigators were down there cooking in these things. So if you understand when you can put someone in jail
You can investigate them. And then you can tell the public, the same public that you've taken their money, saying you're going to use it for education, and all of these things. The cycle is broken. The system is done. It's un-American, and you can describe it as you wish, but this is not America anymore. I don't know what you would call it. But again, when you destroy the process of educating, and I know I wished I had better education opportunities, I'd be much farther ahead and I'd be making a greater contribution. But again, I can tell you what it feels like when you're deprived and when you're looking into the future as a child and nobody giving you any guidance and no one is giving you an opportunity, not giving. I take that back. I don't want to say giving because then some fool out there will go, see, he's advocating for welfare. No, I'm saying it's our responsibility as a nation and as a people to educate our children, not create welfare for you people that have been singing that stupid song out there about it's welfare and all, but because inevitably, even you, all the millions you make and the good monies you make, when you get sick, the system will drain you too. You'll just become another number and another checkbook that is swelling and shrinking in size as you are sickened and having to pay for medical care and all of that. Imagine the bus system, talking about the education of the children here. Imagine that. Children can't get on the bus and ride to work, to school. Now, I was told, like at Molokai, some of them had to go and ask assistance from the churches to get monies for the schools, to the children, families to send their school, their children to school. Imagine that. That's the crisis. But all we hear is row, row, row your boat. And we got torrential downpour with problems here, issues that it's beyond the human comprehension level now because when you have two hospitals, you know, the schools and the caller, I thank you, but I had put in some requests for some documents on the hospital issues. But it's, let's call it what it is. This is a crisis. And I don't know, does anybody have any ideas of what we're going to do and where they're going to go? What hospitals? St. Francis here, my technician here, Francis, said he was born at St. Francis. And so what's going to happen in these communities? And imagine the timeliness. And we know that the ambulance service is not efficient. And all of that money being squandered. So, boy, you probably think that, man, I don't want to hear this show again. This is the world. Well, no, it's not 2012, so don't worry. The world is not ending. What is ending is I think the more we talk about it, you send a message, and I appreciate the callers not to bump the show and give the impression that the show is getting callers and their listeners. I solicit you calling so that the people that are ripping us off will hear that there is a concern out there. There are people that are concerned, and they may be taking us for granted, but sooner or later they will feel the hardness of granite, you see, because people are becoming hardened now with this. No longer can they trust you, politicians, lawyers. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at this and say to myself, lawyers, they run the government. Lawyers, they are in, you look at the makeup of, they're going to legislate and they're going to privatize because that's where they come from. That's what they were trained to do. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Yeah, just a comment real fast, and maybe you can answer it. Wasn't one of those hospitals that was closed the only certified hospital on the island for transplanting, organ transplants? Maybe you can let me know. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I had read, and I don't really know. About 2-3 weeks ago, someone approached me and asked me about it. There was two people. One was interested in and had concerns. He was a candidate for liver transplant, and I think it is. So imagine that. Is this a crisis? Would you quantify this as a, or describe this as a crisis, or am I overreacting?
Are you addressing that to me?
You and me make three.
Okay, yeah, it's a crisis. And in regards to, I'm pretty sure it was the only one that was certified to do transplants. It was on the news. I watched it, and they mentioned it twice. So, yeah, it is a crisis.
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, it's unbelievable that they would allow that that to happen and not, like you said, in unison, make some type of comment together.
Yeah.
The mayor and the governor and whoever the powers may be, you know, with let the general public know not to panic, that, you know, there are plans in the works to, you know, to rectify this or mitigate it in some kind of way. Anyway, I know you're running short on time, so that's basically what I want to say. Thank you.
Well, I'll be here with you a long time, so you mean the show, right? But
yes. Have a good day.
Okay. Anyway, this is, you have to try and inject a little humor because it's a runaway train, and we're not even passengers aboard it. It's, they've kicked us off the train. It's the money train for the gravy train. Good morning, Carl. You have a comment or question?
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Oh, fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm okay. Just hope I don't have to go to a hospital.
That's good.
Or educated. Go to the school.
Yes. I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing for us, spotting up all the bad and giving us the good. So everybody can say, oh, now I know. I better fix it.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to fix it now? I'm looking for some guidance here.
Pardon?
I need some guidance.
Guidance. We'll all guide you, and we'll all guide each other for all the good.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're all working for the government, and the government is working for us, and we're all getting along. And I like to say aloha to beautiful aloha to Richard Kinney, who has been on K108 for a long, long time.
Yeah, and Richard was a generous man, a gentleman.
Yes,
I appreciate it. And hopefully someone out there, I want to actually talk about some of the things that he did and some of the roles.
Yes, he was a wonderful person.
Yeah, I always see the flag and the hat.
Yeah, upside down. He will be missed. But now he's in a better place.
Right. Okay.
I say aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And folks, if you want to have any reason for fighting for these people or the children, look what Richard did. Good morning, Carl. You have a comment or question?
Yeah, I just got a question in regards to the closing of this hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the responsibility to provide facilities for organ transplant locally when we're part of 50 states and other? I don't think every state has organ transplant facilities. Do you think the state should have in the hospital to take care of organ transplant patients, or
my friend,
should this be up? I'm
afraid to give the state the responsibility of bringing me a hot cup of coffee, because somewhere down the road they're going to bring in a friend and privatize it, and it's going to, that 50-cent cup of coffee is now going to cost me $2.
Because, well, I agree with what you're saying, but
yeah.
What I'm saying is these people who are waiting for organ transplants seems like they think that somebody owes them something, that there should be a facility here to accommodate them. We have aircraft that fly, leave this island 24/7
right,
to go to other areas where there are transplant facilities. That is my question.
So are you suggesting that they bear the responsibility and just shut up and spend their own money? Well, if that is it, I would suggest that we could apply that theory and that attitude to everything that is known to us here. I believe that we have emergency, and we have transplant facilities, and who owns them, I don't know, but I do know that if we have them, we should fund them, and you never know when your loved one needs one. And I will definitely call around and try and get some answers as to who funded and what have you, but I don't know the total nature of your question. It sounds like you, when you offered caller, that they should take the responsibility on their own, and maybe that's true. But tell a child that who has the opportunity to live a life out that has no money or is able to get a transplant. So I really don't know, and I will ask questions, and we'll try and speak to it later. But anyway, so that you'll know, and I didn't get to talk about the but I want to share with you this. I said that Blake O'Shea was had nominated and supported this gentleman, Mr. Piontek, the principal of, at the school. Now, April 15, 2009, April 12th, the letter's dated, Senator Fukunaga and committee, I would like to offer my support for Mr. Jeff Piontek to the board of the High Technology Development Corporation. I have known and worked closely with Mr. Piontek over the past 2 years in his capacity of head of schools at the Hawaii Technology Academy. During this time, I have been impressed by Mr. Piontek's dedication to developing instructive and dynamic ways to integrate technology into the... So anyway, he was voted aboard. So my question is, in this letter, this was signed by Representative Blake O'Shea. This is the charter school issue now, and this is the gentleman that was removed here recently and under scrutiny. So Mr. O'Shea, the lawyer that he is, didn't say specifically what his relationship, he's just worked with him. But the information we're getting back, and I'm going to wait before I make a formal, a final statement in conclusion, that he was serving as legal counsel in some capacity, and I don't know that to be the full truth, but I've written Mr. O'Shea, and I'm anxiously waiting for him to write me back and provide answers or call in to the show, and maybe we still got 5 minutes and call in. But again, please go to carolcox.com, and you can pull up some of these documents in the audit, and it's been posted, and I will continue to follow this, and as I've promised, they may deny me the documents, but thankfully there are people out there like yourselves who care and want the truth out. And even though it's a small effort, don't worry about it. It'll grow big on them. We'll be like the virus. It starts one little bit, and we will grow, and the thousands of you will be able to tell Governor Abercrombie, we won't vote for you again. And President Obama, we won't vote for you again. And the Huronos and the Lingles, we don't want you either. We need a new day, a new people. Because when you got two hospitals closing, and then we're in the middle of the Pacific, and you got an ambulance service that's broken down, and people defrauding, as the auditor said, and there's some practices there that are unethical with the money. And so your solution to closing the hospitals is to go and bring more ambulance to get to the sick, and then take them to the remaining few hospitals that exist without ever addressing the public. We need some assurances. You also should be assuring Mr. Governor, Hirano, Hanabusas, Inouye, and others that our schools, we won't tolerate this kind of behavior. That's being American. To heck with the, quote, terrorists coming. Let's deal with the people that's privatizing. I think they are more immediate threat to the fabric of this country than any of these issues that you talk about, because I haven't seen, only thing I know about a terrorist is that I get searched and fondled at the airport. So maybe they are out there, but the schools are suffering. And now we got hospital closing. And I was just to say to you, it'll get better. I promise you. Okay, I'll see you next week, and thank you. And some say we're sheeple, but we're not. We're people, we're American citizens, and you and I are going to make sure that no matter who it is, whether he's Obama, he's an African man, or a person of another ethnicity, we will not vote in those things. We will say, when we look at the writing on the wall and our hospitals are closing, our schools and our kids are dumb and our mortgages, we're being put out on the streets and what have you, that's what you remember when you vote. So don't vote for any of them. Aloha, and I'll take this as a good day and going to see what I can do and try to get some answers for you.
Tuning in to the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on K108. Tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show, right here at KWAI Honolulu.